everyone, welcome back to Learn Digital Audio School. Learn Digital Academy is India's only awarded agency-based training institute for the best digital marketing training with university certifications and on-campus placement packages. This is your host, Neha. We have a very interesting topic for you today, and it's about how content has changed over the decades since it was first created. It's going to give us a fresh perspective on why content marketing is important and how it influences business growth. Let's welcome Neeraj, who is going to discuss it today.
Hello everyone. I'm so excited to be here.
We all are, Mr. Neeraj. Today we are going to talk about content marketing, how it began, the type of content and the benefits of content marketing. Let's begin, Neeraj. But first of all, we all want to know, why did you choose to be a content writer?
Well, I've always loved to write. Be it a story, poem, essay, or just anything. And I saw an opportunity to influence people through writing. You know, content writers are leaders because they can bring success to your business or drive change in people, change their perspective and educate them about new things. And when I see my content being displayed on the first page of Google, trust me, it's a very satisfying feeling and a proud moment.
Well said, Neeraj. When you put it that way, content writing is one of the coolest jobs. It must be fun to write blog, right?
Yes, it is. But blogs aren't the only kind of content you can create.
Oh, is that so? Do tell us more.
You see, content is anything that has valuable information or is educational, entertaining or newsworthy. It can be in the form of images, videos, social media posts, infographics, blogs, web pages, press releases, case studies, even podcasts. Whatever content is created, it should have value that entertains the user or solves their problem.
Okay, so there are different types of content. I didn't know it was so vast. If that's how comes in content creation, then what is content marketing?
Content marketing is just marketing. The content you create for the right audience at the right time. It can be on social media, where you share posts, or on websites and blog hosting sites, through emails, newsletters and such.
Okay, so why do we need content marketing?
Well, content cannot reach a large number of audience by itself. You know, you have to share it on different platforms, and some marketers ignore this step. To get maximum visibility, you have to promote your content by optimizing it for SEO, sharing on social media platforms and through other ways. That way, you'll be reaching more people than you would without marketing it. Content marketing is also done in sales, where you provide relevant information to a buyer in every stage of their buying journey.
Right, so content marketing seems like a new term given it is mostly marketed on the internet.
Actually, it's way older than digital marketing and began in 1900s.
Okay, do tell us more.
Okay, the first ever content was created in 1895 by the famous tractor company in America called John Deere. The company began publishing journals called The Furrow and about how technology can help farmers. It became a huge hit because they were giving useful information on technology. And more farmers began investing in their products. For the first time, content took the front seat instead of hard selling in the face. It was refreshing to see a new kind of content that made people curious about the company John Deere.
Interesting. Can you give us more examples like that? Like how did content change after that?
Yes. Have you heard of Michelin stars?
Oh yes, some of the best restaurants have them.
Yes, they do. But did you know that Michelin star started out as Michelin guides?
No, I didn't know that. Do tell us more.
So back in 1900s, two brothers in France, André and Edward Michelin, began publishing a guide called Michelin Guide for motorists and car owners. Back then, there were about 3,000 cars in France. And to increase the demand for the cars and tires, they began publishing the guides for free. It had information on how to change tires, maintain the vehicles and find right hotels to stay in during travels. Later, they started charging for it and added new information in the guides like where to find the best hotels with the ratings.
Okay, then what happened?
André Michelin would send inspectors to visit the fine dining hotels and rate them by giving stars. Then the best hotels would be added to the guide with maps. Doing this increased people going to those restaurants. And pretty soon, other hotels would work harder to earn those coveted stars.
Wow, so that's how it started?
Yes, it all started with content marketing. With publishing those guides, the guides were so successful as it drove many customers to the restaurants that earned the stars. And soon after, the Michelin guide became very popular and sold in millions. It's a great example of how selling quality, useful information can take your business to new heights.
I'm sure. if they had advertised by showing posters or banners in the face of the customers, it wouldn't have worked that way.
Exactly. Another great example is Marvel Comics. In 1982, Marvel collaborated with a toy company called Hasbro and began publishing comic books about G.I. Joe. This greatly increased the popularity of the character and created a great demand for the G.I. Joe toys. Hasbro sold millions of G.I. Joe toys thanks to Marvel Comics. Marvel also provided the right kind of content that people love to engage with and also created demand for the products. Now that's called successful content marketing. You can learn more about such influences in my blog. The link is in the description.
That was amazing, Mr. Neeraj. It's quite clear now why content marketing is important. I'm sure our audience is intrigued. Content has changed a lot in centuries, from journals to magazines, guides, comic books and blogs. Today, it's mostly online content that is making a difference, isn't it?
Yes, mostly. But to really make a difference, you have to provide high quality of content that people love to read or watch or listen to. It has to be very useful, informative or entertaining. With so much competition today, it's really hard to create engaging content that's original. Whatever you decide to create, chances are it's already been done so many times before by others.
I agree. There seem to be a lot of work involving creating a content. We will discuss how to create effective content that people love and help SEO in the next episode. Thank you for joining us, Neeraj. It was a wonderful session today, learning a lot about content marketing. I'm sure our audience too enjoyed it.
I'm glad. It's a pleasure to be on the show.
Stay tuned by subscribing to our podcast and receive more amazing content. Do share your valuable feedback and let us know what you'd like our experts to share information on. Reach out to us on Facebook and Instagram or visit our website learndistill.co. The link is in the description. Thank you for your time. See you all in the next session. Have a great day.